In the name of Jesus Christ, the bread of life, the bread of eternal life. Amen. They ate the finest food ever found on earth, because it was food that was sent from heaven, sent by God. Is there any finer meat than quail? I don't know how the Israelites cooked their quail, but I know how I like my quail cooked. Put in a skillet, smother it in mushroom gravy, and simmer it. Then put it over some biscuits. There's no finer food to be eaten in the world. God not only provided meat for them, God provided the best of meats for them. Now, God didn't give them biscuits to go with the quail. He gave them something better, if you can imagine. He gave them bread from heaven. Their bread was, quoting, a fine flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. End of quote. Ma'ana. Manna. What is it? They said, what is it? In the Hebrew, that's manna. Ma'ana. The bread from heaven that God supplied was truly heavenly. Better even than southern biscuits. Better even than the cheese biscuits at Red Lobster. Are your stomachs growling already? There was nothing like manna, ma'ana, on earth. Hence, when the people saw it, they did not know what it was, and they asked, what is it? This is how God took care of his people, his grumbling and complaining people. He gave them water to drink out of a rock in the desert, and he supplied them with the best flesh from the earth's heavens. Then he gave them bread, manna from heaven. And when God supplied the people's need, he did it with extravagance and abundance. God wanted the people to know for sure that it was God who was providing for them. Moses wanted the people to know for sure that it was God who was providing for them, not he and Aaron. Moses asked the people why they grumbled, or when they grumbled, what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against God. Moses wanted the people to know that it is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. But the Israelites didn't hear Moses very well. They continued to complain as the Lord watered and fed them as they wandered in the desert for 40 years. Now, when Jesus encountered a large crowd at Capernaum, a few days after he had fed what was probably between 20 and 50,000 people on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, they wanted him to feed them again. But Jesus instructed the people not to desire the kind of bread that perishes, but to desire the food that endures to eternal life. Jesus told them the same thing that Moses told their ancestors some 1,400 years earlier. Moses didn't give their fathers the manna from heaven, neither did Jesus give them bread from heaven. It is the Father who gives bread from heaven. Things changed, you see, with regard to God's bread given to the world from heaven when God sent his Son into the world. Jesus Christ is God's finest bread. Bread come down from heaven. Jesus said it himself. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall never hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. It is the Father who provides for all our needs for this body and soul and its newly regenerated spirit here in this world and for the life to come. He gives us physical food for the body. He gives us the bread of life, his very own Son, to feed the soul, our personality, and the essence of who we are. And he feeds our spirit, which is plain and simply our faith. We are born again, born of water and the Spirit, born as people of faith. And when the people at Capernaum asked Jesus what work they should do to do the work of God, Jesus told him, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent." Notice in Jesus' reply that this is the work of God, not the work of men. Believing is not something that we can do on our own, by our own efforts. Faith is a gift from God and is his work done in us. In the same line of thought, remember these words from Ephesians 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are God's workmanship. God has done his work in us so that we believe in the one whom he has sent, Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. God spoke the world and us into existence with a little help from his hands, might these have been his Son, and his breath, might this have been his Holy Spirit. Let us make man in our image, the Father said to the Son and the Spirit. He proceeded to make man through the Word made flesh, his Son, through whom all things were made. And it is by the Word of God and the Holy Spirit that we are created and exist as believers in Jesus Christ. As we live as humans and as believers, we Christians, we are God's workmanship. He feeds us much like he fed the Israelites in the desert as they wandered for 40 years. We wander, most of us, for 70 to 90 years in this desert, which we live, this dangerous, dry, spiritually parched land. After he creates faith in us by his word and the word made flesh, by the work of the Holy Spirit, he continues to feed us by his word, read and preached from Holy Scripture. He feeds us by his word, added to water, in the waters of baptism. He washes us and cleans us up. And he feeds us by his word, added to bread, to give us the bread of life, Jesus himself. He feeds us by his word, added to wine, to give us the blood of redemption that washes us white as snow. A great paradox. God provides all things necessary for your spiritual life and your physical life and your emotional life through his Son. He has sent his Son to you as the bread of life this morning, as the Word. And in a few minutes, he will deliver his Son's crucified but resurrected flesh to you in a wafer of bread. God bodies you, and God bloods you with his Son's precious blood. That is the way it will be until Christ reappears on the earth. What is it? What is it that you come to this table to eat? It is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the words of the late, great Walter Cronkite, many of you remember him, that is the way it is on Sunday, August the 5th, 2018. That is the way it is today. And that is the way it will be until he comes again. You believe in the one whom God has sent, Jesus Christ, his Son. God is ready to feed you His finest food from heaven. His very own Son. Come to the table of your Lord. Holy things are for the holy ones. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.